What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, so another very much bite-sized episode for you navigators out there today. I'm going to be talking about a tool that just caught my interest because of one of the features, and that is sequins.ai. It was tough to find a lot of detail about the history of the tool or the founders. I was able to find one co-founder, it appears, named Octave Laurentin, and it appears to be a tool developed in France. So I believe the developers are French, but we have talked a ton on this show about AI-generated content, obviously. And being marketers, we are all very well aware that content marketing is very much still alive, just as well as it has been for the last decade or more. And generative AI is certainly not going to change that, and in a lot of ways kind of restored a level playing field, in that there is likely going to be more people creating more content and more content out there than ever before, but 90% of it is likely going to be AI-generated crap. We talked a lot about the fact that it's going to be human-generated, human-curated, human-edited content that's going to stand out in this new world of AI-generated web content. So yes, use the Gen AI tools. I certainly am. But always review the content. Always add your own voice and tone. Make the subtle human edits that show your personality and your brand personality, and that are going to push your content past the other 90% of the AI gen stuff that's out there. And in that spirit, I wanted to talk about sequins.ai today, because that is a huge part of what they offer, according to their website here. I'll go ahead and share my screen again for anybody following along on video. The headline is Generate AI Contents at Scale. So LinkedIn posts, white papers, PDFs, and they say you can do it at scale, but it's checked by B2B marketers. Also in their feature offerings, they mention their superior security and confidentiality, another thing we talk a lot about on the show. But they quote unquote say ChatGPT is not secure, potentially compromising your client's data. Our platform and APIs ensure the confidentiality of your clients. They have a feature to make sure to get a like brand tone and a brand voice. The tagline here says, we tailor the tone and writing style to suit your unique voice to adapt it for each channel. and then the last one here is the reason I wanted to take a peek at this tool and mention it to the navigators. And that's the reviewed by the community feature. Quote unquote, our expert community reviews AI generated content, ensuring top quality results ready for publishing. From month two, your project owner can manage everything from SEO strategy to content review, saving you time to focus on your expertise. Back at the top of the homepage, they give a little step-by-step breakdown, which is always good. Walk your user through the steps of using the product or the process of purchasing the product and what the product will do for them post-purchase. Step one here is share details about your brand and your target audience and your unique value proposition. And step two is meet your new teammate. You will work closely with this teammate, and they will understand your specific needs. So that's another differentiator right there that I wanted to call attention to for this product. And the reason I kind of wanted to do a quick highlight of it, and you can purchase a tier. And if I go to jumped over to their pricing page here, you can purchase a tier called 2 days CMO or 1 week CMO, which it appears to be, in addition to all of the generated content and the peer review you're going to get, you're also going to get like a fractional CMO, basically a dedicated CMO. Not entirely clear to me what the 2 days and the 1 week mean. I'm assuming that you get their consulting for maybe 2 days out of the month or 1 week out of the month, depending on the tier that you pay for. But one of the features for those two pricing tiers is dedicated CMO, and it says a B2B expert to manage your projects consistently. In their FAQs here, they answer the question, what is a dedicated CMO? And they respond, a dedicated CMO directly oversees your content strategy, ensuring that your marketing efforts align with your business objectives consistently. They're responsible for planning, executing, reviewing your SEO, social, and lead gen content to drive you engagement and leads month on month. And I think there's a little bit of translation going on in some of the copywriting here. we are translated to English from French, it appears. So anyway, it sounds like along with this AI tool, you're getting a fractional CMO. I better review the pricing. Also, if you're doing just the standalone product, it looks like you're paying $129 per month. And at that price, you get 20 premium SEO blogs, 40 LinkedIn posts, and 40 Twitter posts. You'll also get AI images generated for each, and you'll have access to chat and email technical support. The next tier up is the 2 days CMO, and that is $449 per month. Looks like you'll get twice as many blog posts, four times as many LinkedIn posts, and four times as many Twitter posts. And along with those AI images and technical support, you're also going to get that dedicated CMO and an SEO keyword strategy. And then the last tier is $1,168 per month, and that's the 1 week CMO. And that this year, and at this tier, you're getting four times as many blog posts, eight times as many LinkedIn posts, eight times as many Twitter posts, and a white paper. And again, you're going to get a dedicated B2B expert to manage your projects consistently. So if they actually have some talented CMOs and marketers, and on their about page, it mentions they have a good deal of experience in the tech space and in marketing, then it's really not a bad price for a fractional CMO, especially if you're getting automated content generating service on top of that. And again, the real reason I wanted to talk about this is because it's got that interesting feature about peer reviewing the content. And I don't know if this is the tool or the best tool for AI generated content out there. It's probably, and I don't know if this is the tool for you or the best tool for AI generated content that you would like to use, but this is a great product offering. And that's why I wanted to highlight it today, a great feature. And I hope more startups and more tools in the Gen AI space start offering kind of a human side to their AI products and services. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be super, super helpful and very impactful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.